You know brainstorming sessions are good, but how do you make sure everyone has a voice? That's today's topic. Hello and welcome again to another GoGo Radio Show, found exclusively here at GoGo.com. Today I am going to talk about the nominal group technique, an alternative to that standard brainstorming sessions that we probably have all met and dealt with and maybe got frustrated with before. My name is Neil Roland, I am your host, and welcome to this radio show. Let's get started. But first, I want to remind you all that you can add your comments and your feedback here at the GoGo.com website in the spots below and in my profile. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, let's get some ideas on the table and let's figure this out. Usually is the way we facilitate and start a brainstorming session. But there are some faults. There are some maybe better ways to conduct and facilitate a brainstorming session, and that is called nominal group technique as one alternative. Have you ever faced this situation? Yeah, I think we should do that.
Listen to my part. I mean, I've got something to say.
Yes, you end up with a lot of noise. You get a lot of differing opinions and not a lot being done. Or what generally happens is you get your loudest, most demanding voice. They get to say and drive the conversation, which may be good if you want to stream things along and get things done faster. But there are some definite disadvantages to allowing one or two, or even if it's just a pocket of people, to really dominate the conversation, dominate the thinking, and then you end up with what's called groupthink, where the first choice or first ideas putting out there generally set the baseline, and then the conversations that revolve around it and any other discussions from there seem to only talk about what was brought up. And a lot of people may be afraid to put down or maybe bring about alternative ideas, especially when that first idea or some of those louder opinions are ones that seem to be gathering the group's consensus or group encouragement, especially if you are a junior employee or it's your boss that is leading the charge in another and the other topics or the other brainstorming ideas. And what usually starts to emerge is, again, that groupthink, where the conversations now are following the loud voices, following the trends that are dominating the conversation, and your brainstorming session doesn't really have a lot of thunder in it. There's not really a lot of storm once you get past that first storming sense. And there could be more instructive or constructive ways to be able to get the thoughts of others, still allow that discussion, because the discussion's good. You need that storming before you start to form a opinions, or you start to get a norm and the other objectives of your whole brainstorming sessions will emerge. But how do you make certain that everyone gets to participate? How do you encourage alternative views and alternative opinions and be able not for people to feel that they must defend their opinions? Because oftentimes, the brainstorming session, we always say, there is no wrong answers. And sometimes you get the silly answers, you get the distracting answers, and then there are times where you or someone in your group will give an opinion and suggestion, and then they feel ownership of it. And now they must feel, to save face, that they have to defend that. Why not allow an opportunity for ideas and opinions to come across without the direct attachment to a person and to having to feel the defense of that? Well, here's how nominal group technique works. Of course, there are variations to the nominal group technique, and a lot of that variation really depends on the comfort level, the amount of iterations that you wish to go through, and most importantly, the size of the group. If you have a very vocal group, or you know that there's going to be some domination going on, you will find different strategies to use this technique. But in general, here's what you do. First, you break the people into groups. Let's say I have a collection of 20 people. I may make four groups of five. I may try to mix the groups so that I have a differing of opinions, that I don't have the accounting department here and the IT group here. I may put different representatives in different groups. Now, of course, if you already have them sitting at tables, they're going to sit next to people that they are comfortable with, or they have some maybe connection to when they've walked into the building. So you may have to divide them up using some other technique, like drawing straws or having them pick their favorite color and go to that table, whatever the case may be. Now you get them into small groups, but don't have them work really yet as a group. They need to first work individually. This could be done prior to the meeting. Maybe you send out an email or some kind of survey where you want them to think about an open-ended question or the topics that you're going to discuss. Or you may lay it out to them at that moment. You lay out the questions or whatever you're trying to decide. Let's say it's something simple like, where are we going to eat for lunch? And so we need to decide where we're going to eat that last day at the convention for lunch. And you want to think of all the ideas, all the options. What are we going to do? Well, you let the people individually on their own in quiet think of some ideas and write them down. Sticky notes work very well for this, or certain scraps of paper, because you want them to put one idea on each sticky note. That way, later, you collect these sticky notes and they become jumbled together. So the attachment or the connection to a person starts to dissipate. Yes, maybe some people will speak up and say, yeah, that was my idea later on, or they might recognize certain people's handwritings or styles, but this will enable people to detach themselves if they wish. Also allows your quiet or people that are more reserved to be able to participate. And you give enough time, when that, again, is up to your group or the complexity of the questions or question that you're trying to discuss. You individually first write down as many ideas that you can. You're essentially doing an internal brainstorming. You place those sticky notes then as a group to discuss. You can do that one of two ways, where you can tell them all to put them in a pile, the collection, and then discuss the merits or demerits of each item, an idea, maybe put some groupings together, maybe eliminate the repeats, or you can go around in a circle and share individually. I prefer the former, where you put the ideas all in a pile, you start to see, you lay them all on the table, then if you see that there are some relations between certain ideas, you start clumping those together. And the ones that are duplicates, well, go ahead and remove one. It doesn't matter whose it is. It's just now it's the table's ownership. And now you open the discussion. You start to, as a small group where you only have maybe four to eight, you know, depending on the size of your group, voices instead of the dominating 20 voices that you need to speak over. You get these four or five people to discuss the ones on the table, allow them and encourage them to add to the pile. It does not mean that only ones during your individual sessions can be discussed and reviewed. If there are ideas that come about and you go, oh yeah, that's a great idea, add it. Get that added to the list. This is now what we need to evolve. We need to start. You can eliminate ones that you think, yeah, that's not going to work, or but I definitely wouldn't, you know, scrunch it up unless it was so far out there. I might put it in a parking lot or whatever you wish to name it, where it's off to the side. But now you start looking at the ideas, the ones that are on the table, and you start to make a list. Now you go to the next step. The next step is to transfer the ones that are on the table that were not duplicated and either rewrite them on a flip chart piece of paper or on a piece of paper as a small group, but it's best that it's up on a board or somewhere that the group can see it, that small group right now. And now it goes back to the individual. Quietly and individually, they are, you can do this depending on the size of your group again, but also the size of the items being listed. You can have them pick their top three. You can have, if you're trying to aim or dwindle down the list, or you can do a point system where you rate each one, and then you can aggregate the scores to be able to pick which one is best or least. In any case, individually, people are going to be able to make their list, make their scores, make their opinions made. Then, without any names or anything of that sort on it, a facilitator or leader of the group will collect the scores or collect the top list of three, whatever way you've determined, and use that to score the list or to pick the top three of the list. From there, see, now everyone had an opinion, and everyone had an opportunity to discuss it during the free form. Now they have a way to score or vote or democratically put their opinions in, and now it's back to making the list shorter or dwindling it down, so that way you're making progress, that you're working towards something. From there, you can do a couple different things. One option is to reopen it to the group and say, all right, well, we've got it down to these four. We are getting rid of these. What do we think? What is good, bad? Anybody think of something since our last discussion? Or any other opinions? Should we change it? Should we alter it? Should we merge these two? Or is there a compromise between two or three of these ideas? Or you can, if you've broken them up into smaller groups, the people, you may bring it back to the whole section, having them contribute that list and the lists of the other groups, and now start compiling or opening up the ideas to the entire group. But now you have a more concise list, and you may definitely notice that different groups have different perspectives and different ideas, and now they can come to the whole group with merit. Yes, you're going to undoubtedly see duplications again. You're going to see that there are opinions that are throughout the groups, which is good, because now you're going to say, all right, let's all narrow our list down, and we see there are agreements between certain groups that I don't know, pizza seems to be the best idea. In any case, you can, as a facilitator of this nominal group technique, determine what is the next course of action. You may, or what I encourage you to do, is to open it up to the group. Ask the group now, let's do that traditional brainstorming session, but now we have something to focus on. Yes, you may continue to throw in new ideas. Yes, you may take one of these already presented ideas and take it on a tangent. Absolutely. But now we're more constructive. We have a little more structure in which to work off of, and now we can be more effective. Our time is going to be useful, and everyone, at least up to this point, has had multiple opportunities to voice their opinions, to be able to see divergent thinking and divergent suggestions being entered and debated, and now we can work more as a group to work on the ones that have hopefully been through the rigor that we want it to go through. And now as a group, we can talk about this list, we can open up the floor, get things eliminated, get things added, get things merged, everything that we just talked about, but keep it constructive. And from there, we can do the same voting system that we did before, or maybe tell everyone, all right, I want you to pick your top one. It is, again, best to do it on paper and just tell everyone on a sticky note, all right, here's choice A, B, C, D, etc. Just put your favorite letter and go from there. Because if you start to say, all right, show of hands, and you start at number or letter A, well, people are going to be looking around the room, they're going to keep their hand down or be afraid to keep it up, and next thing you know, they end up voting nothing, or they vote whatever the group votes, and you've just lost the whole point of it. So I again encourage just sticky notes. It's quick, it's simple, or you can use a like a Quizdom device or some kind of voting system where it's electronical, and then people can type in their answer, and then electronically it can present it instantly. From there, you can go through iterations, or you can just say, hey, this is the best choice, this is what's working, boom, we made our decision. And you are feeling confident that we have the group behind it and that we've made a positive constructive choice. Or again, you can send it back, you can take the top four if there's not a majority, or however you determine the rules. In any case, that is the goal of a nominal group technique. It's more constructive brainstorming and allows more people to have at least some opinion in there and more ability to make sound decisions. If you have more questions on this or other radio shows, please feel free to contact me in the box below. And if you have ideas for other GoGo radio shows, I would love to hear from them. But until next time, thank you for joining this radio show, and have a great day. You can find this radio show, as well as others, at gogo.com. Also check my profile out in the community of the website, and feel free to email me, call me, or give me any suggestions, and we would love to see you on the next radio show.